Hello and welcome to the Creative Consciousness Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. We are your hosts, Sam and Cabrini Greco, coming to you live from beautiful planet Earth. Throughout our conversation, we will be covering topics such as spirituality, global consciousness, metaphysics, and where you think we're truly headed. We have a great show to share with you today, so bookmark us and receive reminders. And you can visit our website at alltruenatural.com.
Good evening and welcome to Creative Consciousness Radio Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We are so thrilled to be with you this evening. Today is June 18th of 2015 and wow, are you feeling all the energy that's happening in the world around you? There's so much busyness happening. There's a lot of change and a lot of activations that's happening with individuals. And I think tonight you're really going to love our show. We have an incredible human being, spiritual being that's with us that's going to share their purpose and their spiritually purposed life. And that's exactly what we do on our show, is that we bring forth individuals that are living the goodness of themselves, that are living their passion, that are they're living their calling. Many would call this their gift. And they're bringing that out into the community, you know, in the community around them, in the world at, you know, at large, and they're bringing this information that really offers individuals a harmonic resonance, a peaceful, truthful experience, and they're actually, when we think about the individuals that we host, we see them as part of the brick lane from where we are now to where we're going, that each of these individuals that we host on our show really are bridging the gap from here to where we will all be in a place of a sense of purpose and quality and self-assurance and self-sustainability and peace and harmony and all that wonderful good stuff that we're all capable of. So I just want to let you know that our intention for our show is to bridge that gap, not only in the spiritual community, but in the community at large. You know, in the means in which we can share awareness with each other. And so what we have decided, and this was an intuitive calling, to create an event where individuals could come from wherever they were and meet other individuals that are walking in the same path of truth, maybe perhaps in a different way, living their own particular passion. And we decided to create an event in Las Cruces, New Mexico, August 1st, and we are calling it the Bridging the Gap Spiritual Festival. And we're hosting about, I think it's about 21 individuals for one-day event. It's pretty profound. So get your tickets, visit our website, oneheartonelove.org. And our Bridging the Gap not only extends to each other, but also to the community. The event is actually pledging distribution of funds to another nonprofit to support further bridging that can happen with all of us. So with that, I know that's a lot to hear. We are so grateful that you're with us this evening, and we are blessed that you're listening to our show. Wherever you are on planet Earth, and if you're in the chat room right now, thank you for holding the space. If you have any questions, feel free to type them into the chat room. Feel free to call in on our call-in number as well as at 267-521-0151. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and turn the show over to my lovely and incredible husband who will be introducing our guest this evening. Let's have a great show tonight, guys. Hi, Sam. The mic is all yours.
Oh, well, thank you, Cabrini, for that great introduction. I'm going to be reading a little bio on our guest tonight. So we're pleased to introduce to you Matthew Lewis Schluter. Mr. Schluter is an entrepreneur, designer, and consultant. He has more than 30 years of experience in developing breakthrough applications, systems, and technologies, using them to implement profitable, market-driven, and enterprise-level business systems. Mr. Schluter has been a senior consultant and systems efficiency and effectiveness expert to Defense Intelligence Agency, the DIA, Pentagon, Small Business Administration, architect of the U.S. Capitol, Northwest Airlines, America West Airlines, United Airlines, California Department of Water, New York Child Support, Nike, and 20 other Fortune 300 domestic and international corporations. Working directly with the White Dragon Society, Mr. Schluter received his spiritual name, Matthewis, on the major planetary activation known as 1111 of January 11th, 1992, at 11:11 p.m., while meditating on Mount Shasta. This was one of the many experiences that led him to discover several past lives that deepened his self-awareness. Beginning at the age of 19, several very powerful, unevoked, spirit-inspired, and guided experiences of self-realization formed the awareness of a divine consciousness, which overshadowed and braided with Matthewis at the soul level. The first of many ET contact experiences occurred in 1992. These encounters have led him on to greater quests of self-discovery, ultimately resulting in activations and initiations that have produced the ability to recall and access inner knowledge and wisdom through the conscious awareness to many significant aspects of the collective oversoul. One such self-discovery experience happened in 1997. When Matthewis returned from Egypt with the conscious awareness of an activation into the oversoul aspect of the Egyptian vicar of the hidden wisdom, Imhotep. Much of that experience has resulted in this body of material. The final integration took place inside the Great Pyramid on 11/22/1998. Matthewis, welcome to the show. Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah, very well. Thank you.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. You have an extensive background here. I don't know where to start, but other than ask you, what's your life mission? Tell us a little bit about, what you've learned through all these experiences, where you're at now with your life, and do you have a mission that you can proclaim here with us?
Oh, well, certainly. Very happy to be here. And
thank you. Thank you for being with us.
It's certainly interesting when spirit, as it were, the universe, working through all the wondrous entry points into our consciousness and life, guides us and mentors us and leads us into places that we would never go. an example, I didn't really want to go to Washington, D.C. and participate in all of that, but I guess my light was needed there. And I've definitely been guided around to places, times, and certainly my whole opening to this information that's in the book called The Seventh Seal, Hidden Wisdom Unveiled, was something that I couldn't ignore. It was definitely part of my mission and path and purpose to recall this information and to bring it forward at this time. And of course, the path up to that was very interesting, highlighting experiences with extraterrestrials and then experiences with ascended masters and all these sorts of things that were real eye-openers. And I actually had a channeling that told me that I would write a book, and I kind of chuckled, about what? And so it was probably a decade before that happened. And so all these things that have been looped in, of course, are things that we've agreed to do, from the beginning of perhaps even time, let alone this experience here. The evolution of our soul is a very interesting, large-scale undertaking an event. And so the thing about these activations and events is that it's been going on for quite a while. The first time that we had a celestial alignment and activation was the one back in August 17th, 1987, the Harmonic Convergence.
Yes.
I wasn't participating in that, but I was, you know, aware of it shortly after, and began to be tuned into the occurrences that would happen and the energies and everything that would align and would bring more continuity to my consciousness. And so that all led me as being like braided with more parts of my higher self and wisdom led me to dig deeper into these beckonings that I had, that there was secret information in language and Egypt and all of that. And so the 3-volume book that was written about 10 years ago over a 20-year period has an undertitle, a subtitle of A Journey of Self-Discovery, because all of these things that happened to me compelled me to continue to unravel my story. And the thing that really got me started with that was the number synchronicities, which I think a lot of people are experiencing. For example, 1111. And, you know, I have seen that, of course, on the clock and in different ways, but a number much like that started for me when I was like maybe 17 years old. And it started to appear on the clock and different places. The date, I mean, it was just very highlighted and obvious that there was something going on with this. I would have an epiphany and go to write in my journal, and I would look at the time to put down, and it would be 11:22 p.m. or something to this effect. And that increased dramatically over a couple decades of my life, which actually correlated with the code and information that is around the frequency and the knowledge and all this sort of stuff that is explained in the book was really highlighted by 11:22. And November 22nd, when I ended up in the Great Pyramid having this activation at that time and on that date. And so culmination of every November, the energy started to get stronger and stronger on November 1st. For 7 years, it would build in the intensity and frequency of these number synchronicities. You know, really caught my attention. I mean, I was pretty much like almost to the point of, all right, I get it already. You know, spirit is in charge and ever present and can accomplish whatever it wants, because the types of events, synchronicities, and things that I was experiencing, there was just no other way to, you know, to describe or to realize what was going on other than, you know, the invisible hand is orchestrating everything from, you know, a divine master plan.
Matthew, and, can I ask you that?
Yeah.
Can I ask you these experiences you were having with numbers and, you know, these activations per se, can you tell us if, I would imagine, because in my own experience and similar experience, it's a very natural experience to experience this. It's not an unnatural experience. It's not foreign. It doesn't seem foreign. It might seem foreign to the mind because it's a little mind-blowing, but for me, the experience itself is very natural. Where you said it, where spirit is in charge. When spirit is in charge in my life, it's a very natural flow, very natural occurrence.
Well, I agree. And the more you surrender to it, the stronger that becomes. But that first...
Absolutely.
The first sort of deep surrender is, well, I think for most, I mean, even for me, it was a little bit scary. It's like, you know, if I really give into this, what's going to happen? And of course, you know, once you do, I mean, it's just way better in that, you know, everything just gets stronger and clear, and the quickenings and all this would, you know, come faster. But the first time you really just sort of fall backwards into the trust, it's just for a minute, it's like, you know, oh, what's going to happen if I give everything I have to spirit for a higher cause?
So take us through some more of these numerical experiences you've had in your life.
Well, just the intensity of seeing so many things coordinated by, I also like to call it the synchronicity engineers, or, you know, a movie you might come to mind is The Adjustment Bureau, you know, where there's literally teams of engineers coordinating the meeting up of certain individuals so that the purpose of the higher plan can be enacted by everybody carries a piece of the puzzle, you know, a key to unlock the great activation that we're headed towards. And so by having more and more of these many events occur, I was able to have a deeper and deeper trust that led me to go to Egypt essentially by myself and on a tour, you know, with spirit. There was nobody there but, you know, me in a foreign place and spirit, and I had to continuously surrender and trust and allow the unfoldment of what was to happen that led me to being in the pyramid, you know, activation. And so it wouldn't have happened if I didn't continue to deepen that trust. And even when I thought that I was as surrendered as I ultimately could possibly be, there was even more depth to undergo because I had a near-death experience in the hospital that really was the final sort of deepening in self-discovery. And while I was deathbed, basically additional parts of my purpose and soul were revealed to me when I really gave it all up to the divine. So there are many examples that I share in the book about how, you know, this deepening and opening your mind too to the possibility that everything that highly interconnected is certainly part of an activation experience in and of itself. When you start to realize that we really do live in a divine matrix, the codes and number sequences and things, and we each have our own sort of special set of numbers that, you know, activate us on a deeper level, but there's these ones that correlate to the Fibonacci sequence and ones that also correlate to our own language and number system. And they correlate because they were intentionally put there to carry the core knowledge and the information and the frequency of all of this. You know, they were built into the language. Many people know who Saint Germain is, and before he became Saint Germain, he was Sir Francis Bacon, and, you know, the whole Shakespeare team and being involved in writing the King James Version Bible and this formation of the English language. You know, you had the Middle English and the Tudor English becoming the modern English right at that time. And that's when a lot of this code and information was woven into the language. And so it can actually be shown that the Fibonacci sequence is in key parts of the language. The key words that tell this greater story actually carry these frequencies and codes. And anyway, so as you become more and more aware of this, then the universe uses that as a language of light to communicate with you. And so getting activated and these quickenings and all these sorts of things were, you know, your own self-discovery and the epiphanies, all this connect together in a greater story when you get confirmation from, you know, the universe as you're having these deeper thoughts, and then you see a number sequence or a number code, mm-hmm. you know, on the license plate played in front of you, or, you know, on the receipt when you're checking out. And so there are a series of numbers that just represent activations in your DNA to higher levels of consciousness. And then there's, you know, an array of other sequences and numbers that represent other things. So I'm actually in the process of doing my fourth book, which is called The Divine Codes, and it's going to get much deeper into this. So pretty exciting stuff.
Matthew, that's great. It's fascinating stuff. Are the numbers, like, are the numbers fixed, and, like, does the same application apply to everybody to certain numbers? Or does the same number, like, the same number with two different people mean two different things in your experience?
Well, I think I'd like to have more data to be absolutely certain, but I think that there are a set of core numbers that are rather universal, and then I think that there could be others that are unique to an individual, like your birthday or, say, times in your previous incarnation that were significant, maybe birth or death time, or, you know, mm-hmm. I think that the soul has a set of numbers that are very particular to it, as well as the overall universal ones.
Yeah, I have a number that actually comes up for me on a personal level as well, and it has to do with a family member who had passed on, and this number directly connects with this person. And I see this number, you know, sometimes, often, but I do see it. Can you tell us these the universal codes, these universal numbers? Can you tell us any meaning behind them? Can you share with us some of these meanings of some of these universal numbers?
Yeah, well, one on a entry level example is Merkaba. Everybody, you know, has an understanding that that's a shape, a symbol, a, you know, geometric form, like a geometry understanding. Well, there are numbers that correlate to each one of the points on that six-pointed star. Mm-hmm. And that's reinforced by this material in a variety of ways, but those numbers are 147 and 258. And so, you know, on a basic level, you have there's a lot of three-digit codes, by the way, mm-hmm. that appear in the material. But on a fundamental level, that's a frequency array that even when people that do a lot of classic music, there's in the notes, there's a lot of harmony and synergy in those particular sequences. But also in the word Merkaba, there's another correlation that it actually adds up to. You know, when you do numerology, you basically work with the consonants and the vowels. You know, you work with the numbers above and below, and you typically, you know, there's conventional understandings, but I like to talk about it more esoterically, that you've got a feminine and a masculine vibration to a number. You know, that would correlate to, like, the heart and the soul of the word. And so the word Merkaba itself actually is a 7 on top and an 8 on the bottom. And so that's a 15-6. And 15-6 is another, you know, you could look at it as three numbers. You can look at it as just six, but you're missing the meta, you know, numerology component, as I've coined it, the higher understanding of the number. If you don't, you know, look at, for example, the number, the letter T, is a 2, but it's a 20 in the alphabet before it's a 2. And so when you're adding up all your words, if you allow them to be as big as they can first, other levels of this information is revealed. And so one of the things about the Merkaba and what it represents is the male and the female triangle is unified into one whole, complete expression. So the words also, if you, and this is all visually demonstrated much better, but if you add up the word left and then add up the word right, they respectively are 7 and 8 again. And if you add up the word heart, it's 7. And if you add up the word, and so you've got this dance between the positive and the negative and the male and the female energies right in the word, which correlates directly to the symbol, which correlates, you know, to the greater body of material. It dovetails in ways that I would have to say a lot more to describe that. But as an example, you can also take the numbers that we use to describe the words and look the letters of the numbers that we use to describe words, like the number one, O-N-E. And you can do, you can find on my website and on my Facebook page tables that enable you to look at this and see visually what I'm talking about. But in essence, there are frequencies and codes that come out of the fact that the masters of this language of light that put this information into our English language that we have today actually works out in such a way that there's divine intelligence. There's a higher, reason for everything. And so I've extrapolated that out in a variety of ways. And, it tells a greater story about how everything is following a divine universal flow and ultimately leading up to the ascension of our consciousness.
That's such fascinating stuff you're sharing with us. What's with the number 666? Like, I know it has a great presence in the Bible, in the Christian Bible. Do you know anything about that number?
Oh, I know a lot about that. That's a great question. It's actually one that they put right in front of our face and said, don't look at it. In
sure.
fact, be really
right.
afraid when you see it. Look away.
Well, yeah.
And fear has been used to cut us off from source and separate us. And, for example, the female as a very important component to completion and the understanding that a whole body, a whole system, you know, from the body, mind, soul, the emotion, the spirituality, all these things need to be online for us to access our divine consciousness. And so what better way to cut us off from source than to label sex, let's say, as bad? And one of the ways that they subliminally did that, X is a 6, by the way, and so XXX is actually 666, look at it through this lens. But what's interesting is that number sequence is actually a very positive, powerful sequence, because we are 6 protons, 6 neutrons, and 6 electrons, and that makes up the carbon at its, molecular level that enables us to experience this reality. And so that's the spaceship that we can, that's called the Beast, basically. And so, they did, the church fathers and those that, were into control and programming us away from the unity consciousness wanted to dismember and separate all this hidden powerful wisdom, this ancient sort of super science technology of whether it's working with the Kundalini or whatever it happens to be, that they just wanted to scare the hell out of us, frankly. And don't go there and don't look there and don't touch that.
Wow. Well, that's so interesting. So how do people get in touch with you Matthew is. Do you have a website you can share with us?
Oh yeah, absolutely. www.777seal.info, and that's where you can find my book and a link to my videos on YouTube and other events I'll be speaking at and PowerPoints that I've provided for people to delve deeper into this, because there's really a massive amount of information. You know, working on my fourth book, as I said, and the first three are 800 pages, and I'm probably going to be upwards of 400 on the next one. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks you're pretty much right into your spiritually purposed life in its path, and I commend you for that. And I also commend you for listening to yourself when you were 17, following through, writing down these experiences you were having. And I noticed your number 777. Can you tell us a little bit about that number?
Well, sure. That really represents the seventh seal, in essence. And the simple core knowledge behind seven is spirit and wisdom. And so it's really profound to understand that the Great Pyramid is the seventh chakra along the Nile temples, and it represents the crown chakra, the seventh seal. And so as humanity has been awakening more and more, we've been going through en masse a activation whereby, for example, in the One Love hippie kind of movement of the 60s, we were activating the heart chakra. And as we moved up through the years, we proceeded into the information age, which was the throat. And, then we moved up into the third eye, where everybody is becoming, more online with spirituality and an interest in awakening and having spontaneous activations and so forth, which leads up to the final opening of the crown chakra, where we really go online with our divine consciousness. And that's correlated with a particular date and time, and that's this November 22nd, which is the activation of the seventh seal. Previously, it was two Easters ago, we had the activation of the sixth seal. So actually, within the Bible, we have a story that is not too far from the truth, even though much in the Bible was, kind of set in a way that, let's just put it this way, that if all the truths were laid out, people would have been killed and they couldn't have finished the book, so they could only hint at things. And so Revelations, actually, I've done some decoding on it, and it tells a very interesting story about humanity's journey to awaken. And it actually is similar to in the Egyptian mythology about Horus, how Isis and Osiris went through this process and basically enabled a higher expression of humanity to be birthed, which is like the Horus consciousness. So it's something similar to what's occurring. So there's something about the Golden Gate, which is another name for 1122. And there's a bunch of evidence in around the Zodiac. And there's many things that are deeply hidden within the Zodiac that confirm all of this, that there's a silver gate and a golden gate, and that when the Grand Cross and the celestial alignments that we've been seeing at these, the beginning of the blood moon cycle, which happened those two Easter ago, that, this was all foretold, and it was actually encoded in some things that are just kind of right before our face, that there's a lot more depth of knowledge and wisdom, and even the Fibonacci sequence that's encoded into the Zodiac and the names of the months and the names of the signs of the system. And so, you know, it's pretty profound to discover that all that is really there.
That's incredible. Incredible stuff. Can you tell us a little bit of what you decoded in Revelations?
Well, basically, much of what is written has to do with constellations, which ties back to the zodiac and the alignments of these celestial events. And so, you know, the seventh seal, the final activation, it's not a negative thing at all. It has to do with this awakening of humanity. And it's also really interesting as far as prophecies and the nature of that goes. Nostradamus has some profound prophecies for telling the future of humanity also, and has one regarding the great seventh number and near the millennium's edge, when at the time of ritual sacrifice, which is essentially the turkey day, November, the dead shall come out of their graves. So there's different places that these hinting at this greater story can be found. As another example, there's only a few places in the Bible that it actually talks about constellations or astronomy. And wow. What it references there is the Pleiades and Orion. And so what's revealed there is there is a pathway to this higher consciousness that is connected to those two signs and the correlation to the Great Pyramid and its alignment with the Orion constellation, and that it actually, there's a pointer that points to the Golden Gate, which is, if you follow a line from the three belt stars out through the Pleiades, you know, through the horns of Taurus and Aldebaran, it ends up pointing directly at the Golden Gate. And so all this ancient symbology you can correlate to the story, even in the Sumerian zodiac. Well, in fact, all the zodiacs, when you go look at the symbology and the imagery, it's all the same because it's really a divine source code. And so there's a lot that I can say about divine source code because, you know, when you peel the layers back at this, it's evident that it's everywhere and everything is unfolding according to it.
Wow.
And one of the places that I found that, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
Was in the Book of Enoch, and where Uriel is teaching Enoch all about the cycles and the seasons and the rhythms of a system. And that system is essentially... one thing I like to talk a lot about are the playing cards, the destiny cards, you know, which is the source code for numerology, tarot, and astrology. And a lot of people think it's the other way around, but that's really the little book that's talked about in the Bible also. It's the divine source code. And so it is in there that I deciphered the locations of the silver. I mean, it was the first inclination. First of all, I knew that these things existed, and I was dead set on finding them, but I didn't know what to call them. I just, you know, knew that these dates were prominent. And actually, my birthday is one of the dates. And so, you know, that was beckoning me to uncover this.
Did you mention something about playing cards and you discovered something with it?
Well, there's a system that's been around for a long time. You know, the destiny cards, everybody has, instead of a sun sign, they have a card in the 52 deck playing card that represents who they are. And so there's this, wisdom that enables you to track predict and, you know, see a deeper understanding of who you are and where you're going.
Wow. I want to go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I want to mention Imhotep. Can you tell us a little bit about Imhotep and in your life?
Okay. Well, it's another knowing that I had, and I actually, it was the first time I was watching Drumroll on Melchizedek of the Flower of Life in 1992 that I heard the word or the name, and I wasn't paying that close of attention to everything else because it was sort of like I kind of already knew most of it, you know, but then when I heard that name, I was like, hey, that's me. And then I had to, you know, kind of go down the path of self-discovery to piece it together. And it was, you know, reinforced in a variety of ways. And so he's an individual that was a teacher of hidden wisdom and, you know, started mystery schools and built pyramids. And, of course, is, you know, sort of the father of science and medicine, sort of like a Thoth deity. And, you know, the Caduceus and all that stems from that soul, that representation of that body of wisdom.
Yeah, that's incredible. I'm just fascinated in your relation, your presence with Egypt, and how you apply you know, your knowledge of Egypt, and I know it's part of you, and I know it's part of your past lives as well. And the application level that you have with this is that, like, 1,000%. It's great stuff. Tell us a little bit about, I want to know what you can tell us of humanity right now in today's day. Where are we at? Where are we headed? You know, through your research. What can you tell us regarding to where we're at and where we're heading?
Well, since I've been on the spiritual path for, oh, wow, it's like 33 years now when I really had this self-realization, enlightenment when I was 19.
That's a power now, too.
Yeah, right? And I was also 33 when I went back to the Great Pyramid and had that experience. So it's interesting how these secret numbers and stories correlate in a variety of ways, but the journey that we're all on, I think, is remembering who we are, and that in essence, in my belief system, we're kind of all copies of the original children of light, and that you know, the Elohim essentially are those co-creators that made everything and then imbued their essence into everything that they created to experience it. And so that we're really just copies of those original creator beings. And so we're all waking up to realize, you know, there's many ways this message is being reinforced. You know, we're God, we're, you know, yeah, the divine source, realizing that we've never been separated from source, and it's 4:44 on the clock right now. So we're going to highlight this by saying it's a journey of self-discovery for sure. And we are the ones we've been waiting for, you know, that we would come online and activate the golden age, because that's what this time and everything, this map and stone and this ancient monument has been pointing to is the golden age activation. And so we are clearly the architects of this story too, where the script is essentially, oh my God, it looks like they're going to lose and it's the 11th hour and, you know, the opposition has the ball and how are they going to pull this off? Well, you know, I think we wrote this script and, you know, we had to have it be exciting. In fact, I really think that there's an element of time travel in all of this, that we've actually done this before. And in my, see, have I written about this yet? No, this is going to be forthcoming, that the um, 2012 gateway was intended to be optimized with as many aware souls to enable the Golden Gate to be as impactful as it could, and that we did not optimize that gateway previously, and that we actually have been in a bit of a time loop six times before. This is the seventh and final time that we are making sure that as many souls are participating in the Golden Age as possible. Oh, there's a
That's amazing. Yeah, no, that's amazing. The number seven popped out. It's the seventh time it's happening and final time with this cycle.
Indeed.
So there you have it, folks. Matthew Schluter, you can find him on Facebook. He has amazing YouTube videos. I have watched them before. They're activating. Those of you who are, obviously, who are attracted to this information, it's, you know, obviously meant to be. And, you know, as you take on the journey of this man's work, I'm sure it will impact you in such a positive way. Can you tell us what you've been up to lately? Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. And one thing to follow on right there is that there's been many testimonies that when people read the book, it actually starts a chain reaction of synchronicity and quickening that catapult their, you know, activation into their own divine consciousness. It really speeds things up. So can I tell you what I'm doing? Yeah. I'm involved in green cities, creating the Golden Age companies, the enterprise that will enable us to be able to affect the positive change that we all see. I've been working with, you know, finances, and I've been involved in getting people connected with their purpose. And that's what I'm very passionate about. And so creating more vehicles and, you know, summit festivals and all sorts of things, including software that will connect us much more effectively and efficiently for doing all of the above.
Wow. That's great work. Fascinating stuff. Matthews, can you tell us a time frame on this Golden Gate? You know, this occurrence that'll happen where, you know, we'll all get it, and only finally, will we see this in our lifetime?
Oh, I'm certain of that. We have had an increase in eclipses and all these sorts of grand celestial events that are corresponding with the metanumerology. For example, I believe we have another one coming. I haven't really looked at the alignment of astrology and astronomy with 722, but one of the power numbers is 722, which is Mary Magdalene's feast. It's a number that represents the mother, and so I'm quite confident that there's going to be some energy activations this coming July, but it's been building up considerably with each of these special dates and occurrences with the celestial events to culminate this November.
Fascinating. Can you share with us a little bit about your...
Yeah.
I know there's people out there that want to hear it too. You can do it briefly. We have a few minutes here still. Your ET contacts, can you tell us a little bit about that? Do you refer to those contacts as spirit guide contacts?
No, I think they're all very separate and unique. I know that I had contact when I was a child. I remember that. I've had lots of sightings, probably about 17, I guess. Probably lost track. I also have had, you know, been contacted whereby delved into communication. And all this led up to basically some conscious interaction with a couple of different races. And let me see. There's a lot of detail that I could give around this subject, and I think I'm going to be writing about it, so I don't want to entirely give it all away. And
oh, sure.
Also,
sure, no problem.
But I've had literally an experience that enabled me to have a line of communication with my T guides, whereby they would actually come when I had a gathering and, you know, demonstrate with a flyby that, you know, this was all very real. But that ended, trying to remember, in the late 90s when there was a lot of, you know, these craft being shot down. And it was after this sort of time period then that my sort of journey into the awareness of the Ascended Masters took a very profound turn, where I was actually in communication in my head with the Ascended Masters. You know, it was very, very apparent that I wasn't the only person home, and the things that were revealed, and, you know, the promptings to go find stuff and learn more about my soul, all led me to this deeper, you know, awakening and understanding that I, you know, wouldn't have probably done without that prompting.
How fascinating. What a fascinating journey you shared with us this evening, Matthewis. I'm going to hand over the microphone to my lovely wife, Cabrini. She'll be ending the show with our amazing guest. Matthewis, I will bid you farewell on the phone here with Cabrini as she closes the show together with all of us. And I want to thank you so much for sharing your information. And just one more time, how people can get a hold of you.
Okay. The website will lead you to everything you want to learn and be able to reach out is www.777, those are numbers, and then the word seal, SEAL.info. And it's my great pleasure to be here in service, and I'm excited about the rallying of, you know, the champions for change in every way. So, you know, reach out. Let's get on with it.
Thank you so much. Cabrini, I'm going to hand over the mic to you, and you can take over.
Well, you know, I've really enjoyed the show tonight. I can truly understand the relevance of numbers. And we, you know, I work directly with numbers myself, and it really does play out. And, you know, it's funny, Matthew, is I've been in situations where, you know, I'm moving into a home and I'm checking the numbers and, you know, I get the numbers and I say to myself, well, do I really want to experience that or not? And so then I decide whether or not I want to go into those numbers with my life. And we all have that kind of personal choice, don't we? Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry, I had to mute for a moment. I agree.
Are you? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. I thought we got disconnected. But I, you know, as far as how numbers can work in our life, they can, you know, they can be in a really, they can work with our own natural energy. And I really appreciate that, you know, the idea of the divine codes is that there is certain codes that do activate different essences of ourselves and connections that we have with each other. And, you know, so, you know, to those of you that are listening tonight, you know, if you notice, you know, synchronicities of numbers showing up in your life, you know, no, you're not going crazy. You know, there is a mythology that happens in the natural world, the one that we live in, that sometimes it even looks obsolete. We don't even notice it off, you know, at different points in our life. But those, you know, those numbers are working with you, and, you know, these energies are working with you to activate you in your own calling, in your own gift. Matthewis, this has been a wonderful show. You are a wellspring of information I would encourage anyone to look at Matthias's his videos. They are very profound and they are very activating. And I really appreciated what you said about the quickening, that when you've heard people say this, is that when they watch your videos, there's a quickening of awareness that happens. And I can acknowledge that. I was like, boom. You know, there's the jump. And so it's really, we all have our own individual part in the big grand scheme. And I think that, Matthias, you bring forth a very, very important. And when you call yourself an architect or a designer, I can understand that philosophy. When you're working with the magnificence of nature and, you know, all the mechanisms of consciousness. So it's been such a pleasure for us to have you here. And, you know, we'll have to do this again. Matthias is one of the speakers, and he's also offering a workshop at the Bridging the Gap Spiritual Festival in Las Cruces, New Mexico, at Las Cruces Convention Center, August 1st of 2015. And that is an 8 number. So what do you think about that, Matthias?
Well, that's very auspicious because, you know, 8 is about power and success and manifestation. And so that's exactly what the intention is, isn't it, to really ramp it up and anchor it in.
Yeah, and also the kind of the infinity, you know, that goes with it, you know, the timelessness of all of us, you know, that kind of comes out to me as well. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the show this evening. For those of you that are listening, you can get in touch with us through our website at oneheartonelovespirit.org. You can reach out to Matthias through Facebook, and you can also reach him on his website at 777.seal.info. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Matthias, and it's been our pleasure. And, you know, again, wherever you are on planet Earth, you know, just reach out, you know, say hello to someone. You know, notice the nature around you. Just take a moment to breathe the air. Breathe in your natural self. You know, it's everywhere. You're everywhere, and you're all things. Have a great evening, and much love, and many blessings. Matthias, we're going to be with you in a minute, and I'm just going to go ahead and play some music from one of our lovely beloveds, Jim Wafer, and he's out of New Zealand. He's a bell drum maker, and I hope you enjoy the show.
Namaste.